Oh, fart. I'm uptight. And I guess there's nothing I can do about it.
What is that? Is that a magic spell flying toward me? Whoa, dude. Sup, dude?
You know what I'm saying, dude? Whatevs. Dude. I feel like wearing my hat backwards or slightly to the side. I feel like popping the collar on my polo shirt. I feel like crushing some sweet waves or probably having some feathered bangs. I feel like listening to some yacht rock, you know? I feel like shrugging a lot. I feel like playing some beer pong. I feel like noodling around on my acoustic guitar. Dude, sweet.
Chill touch. One touch and you're super chill, brah.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons and Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
What do you think? Room by room? Just keep it quiet? See what's going on up here? I don't know. Do you want to go back downstairs?
I'm going to go listen over at the east door.
Room
go ahead and roll
room,
a perception check.
My lord.
11.
You don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything over here, guys. Should we go?
Sure.
Yeah, let's try it.
Nick peers in and nods his head. He's still standing out in the hallway outside.
He still has his head, so that's a good sign.
Yep. And then you see it just falls off. Someone was holding it as a puppet. Okay. Sorry, did someone say they opened the door?
Yeah, Rat Thwack.
Good old rat whack.
All right.
I will open the door to spite you all.
All right. Rathwack opens the door.
Oh, and then I'm going to dive into the bed.
Yes.
There's a wild dash. You're like, oh, a bed!
It's a large bedroom. Contains a four-poster bed. Its headboard is carved in the likeness of a giant raven.
Oh, I am not getting into this bed then.
There's a soft black rug covering the floor between the bed and the door. In the corners of the south wall stand two slender wardrobes with a tapestry of a church hanging on the wall between them. Beneath the tapestry sits a handsomely carved rocking cradle.
Whoa.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Remember, you did see them with a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Outside.
Okay, all right.
And the baby was alive.
Like, I just felt like, you know, that's exactly the kind of thing that something's going to pop out of that.
It's a baby.
It's haunted, but yeah, you're right. I forgot that, like, we just saw them with an actual baby, so...
Yeah. Probably bad not enough, as, but it is a real baby.
Probably not as dire as I initially expected, although it hurts a baby.
Diaper and all that stuff.
Oh, man. This land makes you jumpy.
Ah, cradle! To the north, under a window, is a plain desk and chair, and there's also, you see, a wooden chest, there's a freestanding mirror and a wooden frame.
Will walk over to where the desk is.
Will loves desks.
Yes, he does. That is what he gravitates
to. Did Will have a nice desk?
Oh, yeah, the best desk, you guys!
Aww.
Lank is going to use his particular set of skills to look under the bed.
His shortness.
You look up at the slats and see they're very well finely made. Let's start with Will. The desk, you can tell, it seems to hold manifests recording wine shipments for, you kind of flip through, probably the past, you'd say, maybe century.
Whoa.
Yeah. There's a big...
I am impressed.
Big manifest there. The recent records, if you just want to look at the past few pages, show shipments made to the following locations. BV, BW, K, and Vistani.
They ship wine to the Vistani. Okay. And it just says that. There's nothing. There's no other.
No. There's no, like, key or anything.
I tear that page out.
Okay. Do you want to spend some time looking through a lot of it?
Well, I wanted to look through the whole desk, but yes, I would. If I see that, that might, I don't know, give me some clue as to these what these people are all about.
Okay,
so.
I'll come back to you on that.
Okay.
Lank, are you just checking the under the bed, or are you checking the bed itself, or?
Checking under the bed, checking, I'll probably climb up and take a look at that raven.
All right.
Although Lank would be considerate enough, his shoes are probably dirty. He will not climb up on the bed, but he'll try to get a look at the raven.
Okay. You look under the bed. You don't really see anything there. You approach the raven and sort of pull yourself up a little bit, pull onto the bedpost to try to get a good look at it. It's finely carved. You don't notice anything odd about the raven itself, but you do notice that one of the knobs on the bedpost, specifically the one you're grabbing, is loose.
Crash.
Not that loose. He thinks something is going to spring out of there. A baby!
Shit! The crib was a decoy. These people keep their babies in the bed. All right. I would try to manipulate, either like unscrew the bedpost or just pull it out, or I don't know how it's loose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically you feel like you find out that you can pull it up and remove it from the post itself. You find that there is a compartment inside that contains a key.
Has anybody seen a lock? I found a key.
Is there a lock on that chest over there?
There is.
The plot thickens. Lank takes the key.
Bathuck like, reclines on the width-wise on the bed.
All right. It's actually pretty comfortable.
Oh, good.
It's nicer than the beds at the Blue Water Inn where you stayed. And much nicer than the ground that you slept on.
I'm not going to put my feet on the bed, though.
Okay. See, we're considerate.
What about Rafina?
Rafina goes over to the rug and lies down in it and makes a snow angel.
Oh my god, I love you so much!
So what does the ceiling look like? What is she seeing on the ceiling?
It's
the Sistine Chapel. Guys, have you tried looking up?
It is made out of plywood.
The ceiling is actually sloped. It looks like basically you're looking at the underside of the roof. You doubt that there's another level, at least above this room.
Guys, I doubt there's another level, at least above this room.
Well said. Very well spoken.
Thank God you laid down on that rug.
All right, let's go back. And Nick has moved up to the outside of this room. So he's still with you guys, but he's staying in the doorway, looking outside. And he says, oh, the coast is clear, guys. Keep up search. Irina's in there with you guys. We'll go back to you, William. Go ahead, Will. Do you want to look further through the ledger?
Yeah, I'll look further through the ledger.
You just see, you know, years and years of deliveries, you know, some bigger, some smaller, nothing, maybe you think something might have been for an event or something like that. Once you get, like, way to the way back of the book, you start to find entries labeled S.
Oh. Well, that's...
Snuffle up, I guess.
Yeah, it could be, like, literally, it's an initial. It could be anybody. It could be anybody, but I guess
Strahd.
That's what I'm supposed to believe, probably, is that it's Strahd, like, ooh, Strahd. I immediately assume that nobody else has an S in their name in this entire land. It's Strahd, guys! Alright.
You keep going through the book, and basically, once you get, like, to, like, the first few pages, these are written out. So you could tell that they're abbreviations, and you can tell what they are.
Okay.
BV is the Blood of the Vine Tavern. BW is the Blue Water Inn. K is Kresk.
Oh, okay.
Vistani still says Vistani.
No way! What?
Yep.
It's not like Vistani Olovich, and it's like some guy?
And S is Strahd.
Yeah, okay, weird.
Good guess, Bathwack.
So, like, how long back was that?
About 100 years or so.
100 years? Just 100 years he got wine? Okay.
Then they stopped shipping to him, and now the druids have come.
Can I rip out a page that has the S?
Sure.
Can I interrupt all that's going on to tell you something that happened today that is relevant and also could be a public service announcement for our listeners? As I was driving down Kichwan today, I saw a man pull over in his truck and get out to move a turtle off the road.
Oh, yep.
I was so pleased with that because you read about that. You never see it happen. But he returned it to the same side from whence it had come, which means it's going to try it again. Yeah. So I was also sad.
Yeah, that sucks.
But it was his heart was in the right place.
That's what I loved. And this is also relevant to what was just said. When I lived in North Carolina, everybody stopped for turtles.
Yeah.
So you'd come along stretches of the road where, like, there'd be 20 pickup trucks and, like, this huge mass of people all trying to get one tiny turtle. Traffic would be backed up. They'd be like, no, stop. We got to get this turtle across. Like, remember to put him on the other side. It's like, I know. It was great.
That's awesome. Anyway. Turtles.
Let's go back to Happy Barovia, guys. Right.
Burning twig people and surprise babies and all this other shit.
One thing I'll mention, too, now that you've pretty much looked through the whole book, is all the recent stuff shows either shipments of Red Dragon Crush less frequently or more frequently Purple Grape Mash number 3.
Mm-hmm.
But in the older ones, though not quite as old as the entries that start to say Strahd, but from there and back, you see entries very rarely, but scattered throughout, of Champagne du Stomp.
Hmm. That was one of the bottles that Jose Gorin got at the top of the roof when he was helping us kill Strahd when we first met him. Whoa, I remember that.
Are you serious? That was Champagne du Stomp? I thought that was fire or something.
It was fire, but it was in du Stomp.
Champagne bottle. Du L'Estomp.
Oh, you didn't. You just said Champagne du Stomp.
I'm sorry,
before.
I misspoke before.
Not that Will knew that about.
Stomp is my favorite French word. Stomp. And let's go to Lank.
All right, I'm going to try opening this chest.
Okay. It is locked. I'm assuming you try the key.
Yes.
The key works. It opens the chest.
I will open it slowly in case there is a baby inside.
The chest contains 50 gold pieces.
Whoa!
270 electrum pieces.
Oh my goodness.
What pieces?
Electrum.
I thought you weren't using that.
I wasn't, but I don't feel like converting it right now.
Okay, cool.
I can do it later. It's like halfway between, I think it's like 5 silver pieces is an electrum piece.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
And 10 silver pieces is a gold.
Let's
so it's like half a gold.
Steal all the winemaker's money.
So yeah, let me just do that now. What's 270 divided by 2? 135. Instead of 50 gold pieces, you find 185 gold pieces.
Whoa!
And 350 silver pieces.
You guys, we win! We're rich!
This isn't ours.
You all glance over and see the empty cradle across the room.
Is it still empty?
Roll a perception check, Lank.
Damn it. It's not empty anymore.
Oh, God.
Shit! That is a total of 20.
All right. As you open the lid, you see this little notch in the underside of the lid, sort of up near where the latch is, catches your eye. And if you investigate that, you hook your finger in and it pulls down a little secret compartment in the lid.
Ooh.
It holds a gold locket, which contains a painted portrait of a beautiful woman that is not known to you. You don't recognize her. And it also has a pouch in there, which contains 5 gemstones, which you could assess to be worth about probably 50 gold pieces each.
Wow. I would remove the locket and offer it up and ask if, does anybody remember a face like this?
It's not Gorin's girly, is it?
I don't know. Did we ever know what she looked like?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Y'all could take a look. Irina looks. Nick comes in to look at it. And Irina says, I don't know who that is. Nick says, oh, nope, don't know. And nobody recognizes her.
Hmm.
I put it back.
In the chest, in the little compartment?
Yeah, I tuck it back into its compartment.
Okay.
And then I close the chest.
All right. What do you do with the key?
Relock the chest and put the key back in the bed where it belongs.
Bathwack?
He's ruminating. As in snacks.
All right.
Like a cow ruminates on grass.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
You nerd.
Well, if everyone's still looking around, I'm still in the bed.
Okay. And Rafina, are you still making rug angels?
Hey, what's in that chest?
What, wasn't everybody involved in that conversation about the gold and the money?
Oh, wait, you said things?
I thought that was said out loud. I'm sorry. If we back up a moment, you may recall that Lank said very articulately, this chest contains a large amount of gold and silver pieces and this locket, which I then asked people to identify and nobody could.
Oh, yes! I was there for that! I am my character. Okay. This is short-term memory problems.
I didn't realize that the money... I hadn't really gone into the money too much because I was like, we're not going to take these people's pile.
That's right. I did
money.
Get all excited about the money, but I couldn't remember if I was me or if I was not me. Okay. We're back on track. Okay. So, Rafina does nothing. There's a window, right?
There is a window. It's above the desk.
So I'm going to look out the window.
All right.
I'm going to shove what's-his-face out of the way.
Yep. You push... Boop. You push Will.
Gently.
He flies across the room.
A love nudge.
You look out the window and you see the vineyard that you approached through. Based on sort of where you see the path, you would think the front door that you came in through is pretty close to directly beneath you. But you don't really see any movement out there. It's all misty and gloomy and yucky out there as usual. Anybody want to do anything else in the room?
Yep.
Will?
Is there anything else in the desk? In the drawers or anything like that?
I mean, you see sort of papers and pens, nothing of real note.
Okay.
This seems to be the main purpose of this desk, is tracking these manifests here.
Okay.
You don't see any obvious doors out of here other than the one you came in through. So does everybody head back out, or does Bathwack fall asleep?
Huh?
Probably should keep going.
Okay. So you head back out into the hallway?
Will waits for everybody to leave, if I can...
No, there's another room in the room with the table. Another door, I mean.
Yes, there is. So you go back into the dining room, there's the door back out to the hallway you are aware of, and then the other door, which has not been checked yet. Nick will go up to it and see if he can hear anything. He says, sounds all clear.
Great, let's go.
All right. Nick slowly opens the door and peers out. And then he seems satisfied, and he opens it to reveal a short hallway leading to another door.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Where do we go, guys? I can't make decisions. I'm like a half NPC. What do we do?
Make something hover again.
Well, I think we go up or in.
Up or in. There is no up.
There's no up, right?
Just it's a door. It's not stairs.
No, it's just a hallway.
There is no up. There's only do.
I think I'll scoot around and head into the hallway.
Okay.
Me first. Oh, no.
No, me first.
Then you guys leapfrog down the hallway.
I'm still in the room, though.
That's fine.
Okay.
Wait, Will's still in that room? I should probably keep an eye on that chest.
Don't you dare!
What does Rafina do? Does she follow along?
Yeah, she's following.
Okay.
Here we go, guys!
Arena would say, Will, are you coming?
Yep. Keep going. I'm still looking at this book.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, stay close.
I am. Yeah, just 1 second.
Oh, okay. And she goes out of the room.
I'm all alone. Okay, well.
With your conscience. No, you're all alone.
I'm all alone. Oh, God. Do I have to roll to see whether, like, did Lank put it back in secret or, like, to know where the key is? Because he was talking to us about the stuff. Do I have to roll to know whether I saw him put the key back, or was it not?
You probably didn't see him fish it out, but I would imagine that you were probably pretty interested in the chest
money.
And whatnot,
yeah,
once you saw
that.
It.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're aware of where it is. It's
okay.
Been discovered, so.
Well, as quickly as I can, I'm going to grab the key and unlock the chest.
All right. Make a stealth check.
Oh no, not very stealthy. An 8.
I like it when Will is unstealthy.
Rafina, make a perception check.
Okay. I got a 10 plus 3 is 13.
All right. You hear like a small clanking sound from the room behind you.
Ooh, what's that?
You know Will's in there, or at least you can assume somebody's still left in there. So that is what you hear. So you can decide what Rafina would do with that information.
Rafina's going to poke her head back through the door. Boop.
Is it that quick, or can I have Bernard go over by the door and kind of watch for somebody coming back?
Well, when you made that noise, you could have him
yes.
do so. And basically, he gets there as Rafina's head pokes in.
Okay, what am I doing then?
You are what, down by the chest.
I am?
Yes. Because that's the sound that you made was when you were putting the key in.
Okay.
And so, Rafina, you see a bear right in front of the door. And behind it, you see Will... buy a chest.
Hey, Will, what you doing?
I'm just making sure this is super locked so nobody can... I don't want them to be offended if they come back.
Can I
they...
hear Rafina say, what are you doing, Will?
Yes,
I said it pretty loud,
she said it pretty loud.
I'm coming back.
Before Lank gets back, you can deliver this spiel. Go ahead and roll a deception check.
Okay.
And Rafina, roll an insight check.
12 plus 6 is 8.
Oh, no! She beat me.
Right. That sure doesn't sound like you, Will. You're usually not that concerned about people being offended.
Yeah, well, in this case... This seems to be a pretty powerful family. They have all of this stuff, so, you know.
Liar, liar, pants on fire!
Be careful, your pants might catch on fire. Rafina said, yeah,
I know. Did you just pray or cast a spell?
I just stand up and start walking casually as I can, walking out of the room. I don't put the key back because I just wanted to make it look like I was checking it to make sure it was locked.
Lank, you get to the door as Will is starting to walk over towards the doorway.
Okay.
you did hear a nice little song that sounded like Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire.
I'm going to go look for the key.
Okay. It's not there. You see him go over to where the key was, Will.
I'm putting the key in Bernard's mouth.
Are you trying to do it where no one can
see
you?
Yes, I'm going to just reach out.
Because Rafina's in there,
too. He reaches out to Bernard like he's just like petting his nose or something, but then he telepathically says, put this in your mouth and do not open your freaking mouth.
All right, roll a sleight of hand check.
Okay.
And Rafina and Lank, roll a perception check.
I hope that I get this. Because I don't know how else to get out of this. I'm lying.
I've got 5 plus 3 is 8.
Oh, good, 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 good.
So she'll continue singing. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
What do you add to perception?
Perception. There's a check.
16.
I got a 16. What does that mean?
That means you succeed.
Oh, good. Phew.
All right. Phew. So you see Will reaching out to affectionately pet his bear on the snout. And you did find, though, that the key is missing.
Will, where's the key?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What did you hear, Rafina?
I heard a noise.
You heard your harp?
No, I heard Will. He was clanking around in that chest.
He turns around because he was heading out the door like in the chest. I was not in the chest. I leaned down to make sure it was locked because I don't want these people to be pissed off at us.
Well, I could be wrong, I suppose.
Right.
I just put this key to the chest back in this spot. It is now missing.
Wait a second. Are you sure, Lank? Because it seems like you forget an awful lot. Are you absolutely sure you put that key in that spot?
Yes, I am, because this is where I found it.
That's interesting. I'll try to believe you, but who knows? Maybe you have the key. Maybe you forgot. Maybe you put it in the chest. Maybe the chest
is
locked.
Well, we were sent to help these people. Are you really going to rob them while we're in here trying to help them?
Rob them? Do I look like I have extra anything on me? I was just checking the chest to make sure it was locked.
With the key?
I don't have the key. I was checking the chest to make sure the chest was locked. I was trying to open it to make sure it looked like everything was... Like, we hadn't gone through their stuff, because we obviously know
roll
that this
a bluff
is
check.
Me? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Roll an insight check, Lank. And Bathwack, what are you doing? Lank just walked out.
I'm pinching the bear's nose.
I'm listening at the door at the end of the hallway, and then I'm going to open it. Unless, you know.
Okay. Poor Go ahead Bathwack. And roll a perception check.
9 for me, Eric.
I got a 10.
21.
You think that... As odd as it might seem, I mean, Will seems... I mean, you have his history, so... but he doesn't seem to be nervous or, you know, averting his gaze or anything like that. He seems to, as much as you think Will can be, being pretty genuine. And Batwack, you hear what sounds like murmuring.
Oh, sweet.
Ew.
The door. Hard to say exactly how loud it is, pretty much everything you've come across in this building seems pretty well made, including the doors, so it's not like there's not lots of gaps, so it could be something significantly louder, but all you can really hear is what sounds like murmuring.
Do twigs murmur?
I'm not going to open the door.
So we go back to Lank and Will and Rafina.
I'm still here, even though my perception sucks.
I'm not sure what else Lank can do in this situation, so...
Well, it depends.
He fights me.
You could do whatever you want.
pinch the bear's nose. Pinch the bear's nose. No.
You're not aware of anything with the bear. You have no reason to think the bear has anything to do with it.
So where I'm standing over by where the key is.
Yep.
Is this accurate? This is where we all are?
I had been walking out of the room, so I imagine that I'm closer to Rafina, and my bear was walking out, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to do this. Is this... Oh, he can stand here. Okay, so, like, we're kind of close to the door.
You can stand wherever. We're not in combat.
Okay, well, we're just kind of close to the door. That's where I had reached out and touched the bear. So he's kind of there.
And the bear and Rafina are kind of close to the door, and you are by that post where the key was hidden.
Is the door locked?
You're the door you're listening at?
Yeah.
You want to try it?
No. You know what? I'd like to just... burst through the door with as much force as I can.
Whoa.
In so doing, can I be prepared to take an action?
Sure.
All right.
Okay. So you burst through. The door is unlocked. And you doing so, it's a relatively large room. It has a wooden floor with a 10-foot square hole cut in the middle of it.
Whoa, what is that?
What is that?
Looming over the hole is a wooden winch. And perched atop it is a man with wild hair, rotted teeth, and skin painted red with what you think is probably blood.
What the hell?
What?
He has a gnarled staff made from a black branch, and he waves it at you while babbling, from what you can tell, incoherently.
Oh, it's the wizard.
Druid?
He's the wizard of the wines. Wait, no, probably not.
That's what they just keep a wizard here. They're like, he got a little out of control, and now we don't know what to do. We're going to lie and make up a story about druids, but it's really just the crazy blood-faced wizard.
You never know.
All right, so Bathwack bursts into the room, and let's have everybody roll initiative again.
21.
20. Natural 20. Plus 3. 23.
15.
16.
Alrighty. So we start with Nick. He's in the dining room, so he peers his head through the door into the hallway where Bathwack was. He hears the noise of the door opening. He kind of yells down in a whisper, kind of. He says, Bathwack! All clear?
No!
And then Nick runs. As soon as he hears no, he is sprinting. He runs through... and out into the room next to Bathwack. And he pulls out his rapier as he goes. He points it at the guy up on the winch. And then we go to Will. You maybe hear some footsteps, but otherwise you hear a faint no being yelled in Batwack's voice.
Okay.
That's about all you hear from where you are.
Will heads out the door, but he doesn't go into the hallway. He goes into that dining area, and he has Bernard go towards the sound of whatever... wherever Bathwack, and I don't know if he would know where they went, but he says, Bernard, go see where, to make it look like, Bernard, go, I'm coming, you know.
Okay. Which way do you want him to tell him to go?
Out the door, down the hallway, where...
Would you assume that's where they went? Both of the doors are open.
Both
It was closed before, so that's probably a pretty safe bet that they went further on.
Yeah.
Okay. Bernard gets into the hallway and sees Bathwack at the end. And says back to you mentally, says, I see Bathwack is at the end of the hall. He's got a sword drawn. He seems to be at the ready.
And then he relays that information to Rafina and Lank, who are in the bedroom still.
And then we go to Lank.
What's going on?
Bathwack's ready to fight at the end of the hallway. Sounds like there's something going on over there.
Lank would move toward the door and shout to Bathwack, are you all right?
How many times can I talk?
You can reply to that. That's fine.
Come quickly.
Then I would move... Oh, okay, how many... I was here. 1, 2, 3, 4. I can get about here.
You could take your action to move your movement again if you want.
Can you get past the bear in the hallway?
Big bear.
I would probably then get in and be on this side of Bathwack, I would think. Well, because he's right in front of the door, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And you see what I described to the others.
Now Will can go back and steal the gold.
You better believe it.
And then we go to Rafina.
Rafina is going to follow as well.
All right. You can move up to 10 squares, and then you just can't take an action.
Yep.
All right. And then we go to Batwack.
All right. I'm going to get as close as I can to this guy. I mean, I don't know that there's any ambiguity about his... I'm just going to attack him.
Okay. Yeah, he hasn't physically done anything to you, but you've heard... If you trust the people who say they own this place, they got run out by people they kind of describe like this guy. So go for it.
Yeah.
Can't you ask him something?
He just mumbled incoherently at all of us.
Maybe
he's
he
raising
needs
this ominous black staff.
And therefore he must die.
Yes.
He just needs some band-aids. Maybe he got hit. Something fell on his head.
I think once we separate him from his staff or his arm or whatever, then we can have a little conversation.
Does anybody in the room, does anybody know Druidic?
I do not think I do at all.
So druids don't speak common.
They might, but this guy is not speaking common.
All right, so I'm just going to take two regular attacks with a longsword.
Okay, go for it.
All right.
Roll your attacks.
Don't you mumble at me, you asshole.
Ten and 21.
21 will hit.
Okay, so that does 10 damage.
All right. Batwack just swung into this druid and connected with one of his strikes. And it was not an insignificant blow. He was definitely affected by that strike. And then we go to Rafina.
Okay. I wanted to ask an important question. The sacred flame, is it actual flame or is it just plain old lame-o radiance?
It's more like a magical holy flame.
She's asking if it's like something that damages or...
Oh, it totally... I mean, radiant is its own form of damage, so radiant is a powerful thing. It's more effective even against things like undead, which you don't think this guy is.
Okay.
But like zombies and skeletons. That's mm-hmm. like the cleric's version of Will's Eldritch Blast.
Okay, I should do it.
That's a cantrip, and you can use that all the time. It never runs out.
I'm doing it, man.
Cool. Do it.
Dex saving throw or 1d8 radiant DMG.
Okay, so yeah, it actually the creature has to save against it.
Cool.
So what is your spell save DC?
Spell save DC is 14.
And the damage is, I think, beefier because you're level 5. It should say something about that near the end.
Oh.
All right. So the creature fails its dexterity saving throw, probably largely due to the fact that he's sort of perched up on this winch, so he doesn't really have much wiggle room to dodge out of the way. And so normally be 1d8, but you're level 5, so it's a 2d8.
All right. 2 and 3. Wah, wah.
All righty. So flames erupt around this creature. And he
goes... Nice!
He points his staff out and slams it on the top of the winch in front of him and goes... And Batwack and Lank make a constitution saving throw.
10.
Oh, did I say 21. Lank?
Yes.
I meant Nick, I'm sorry. You're far enough away that this effect does not hit you. You said 21?
21, yeah.
Okay. So a sort of wave of thunderous force sweeps out from the point at which he struck the staff down. You're able to kind of withstand a lot of it. Batwack, you feel it kind of pushing against you, but it isn't able to push you back. You do still take 3 thunder damage.
Okay.
And Nick is actually pushed back into the space behind him, and he takes some damage as well. And then the druid runs out to the end of the winch and jumps off into the hole below.
Whoa.
What?
And you hear him land on the cart below the hole.
Oh.
What, there's a cart?
Yeah, remember with the barrels in it?
You're close enough you could see. Yeah, it's the cart below that was in the loading dock that you saw when you approached the building.
Does he have an accomplice that's going to drive the cart away?
You don't know. You didn't see one in the cart when you came up, but who knows? And then we go to Irina, who is going to run into the room and end up kind of right before the door, sort of almost in the room behind Nick. She's going to push past and look around and say, "What happened?" And Nick will say, "He went down there." And then it is Nick's turn. He's right at the edge of the hole. He's going to peer down in and say, "There he is! I've got him!" And Nick jumps down the hole.
Oh my god.
All right.
And you hear up from Lois say, I got him!
What? You got him?
You don't
hear
that.
What do you mean
you're in the dining room.
I know, I'm far away.
With a candlestick.
What do I see?
From where you are, you see Nick sort of jump down right next to the druid who had landed on the back of the cart and drives his rapier into him as he falls.
What?
You know, as Nick falls, he drives his rapier into the druid, who sort of stumbles back and falls over. We will go to Will. I'm going to stay on initiative here for a minute.
Okay. He is thinking.
For how long does he think?
Just for an hour. He's just standing there. Silent, thinking.
Well, 6 seconds past.
I am going to make some waffles.
He, like, goes as if he's going to go to the chest, and then he actually runs out, and he's standing behind Bernard, the bear, and he asks Bernard to give him the key again.
Okay.
And he pockets it in his, actually, he palms it. He palms it.
So you're just holding it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Can you tell me, are you planning on going back to the chest right now?
No, I am not planning on going to the chest right now.
I would have kept it in initiative just to see how that shakes out, but we will come out of initiative then, as the druid is bleeding out on the cart below.
Wow.
Is it worth... So, I'm going to jump down there with Nick. Is it worth stabilizing this guy and talking to him? Can any of us speak to this guy?
I told you to talk to him, but no!
We're going to stab first and ask questions
later. He's dead.
Basically. He mumbled at us. What were we supposed to do?
I'll come into the room and have Bernard with me, though.
Okay. You see a bunch of people around. There's a hole in the floor, and you don't see Nick or Bathwack.
Okay. I'm going to have Bernard standing next to Irina, and I'm going to stand next to Lank. How do you get back up here? Can you climb this? Is there a rope or something? Is that the end of that, maybe? A rope?
It's a winch. I mean, it could ostensibly be lowered down. You can maybe even lower another rope or even kind of reach down. It's not that far down.
Okay.
Looks like this is just where they kind of load the barrels. I think it's like a 10-foot drop, I think.
Well, if he's dead, I'm going to search him.
All right. You don't really find much on his person. His clothing is a mix of skins and furs. The most interesting thing you find is the staff that he's holding. You feel like it is emanating a fair amount of you think would be something special. It's not just a stick. It does seem to be magical in some way. You could maybe investigate that if you'd like.
All right, well, I'll dare to pick it up.
You pick it up. Nothing happens when you do. But if you want to sort of inspect it, I'd say you can make we'll call it an arcana check.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to go very well. 10.
I mean, you feel like it's probably, if you were to guess, probably more on the evil side of things. You don't feel like it's going to do anything to you by keeping it. That's about what you got.
All right. I'm feeling better all the time about dispatching this guy. Can I shatter this thing over my leg or something? Is it something I can break?
You can try.
I'll try.
All right. Go ahead and make a strength check.
Ooh, natural 20. Plus 4.
All right.
24.
The staff shatters easily over your leg. It does not break very evenly. It's not a clean break. It sort of crunches into this sort of jagged mess. And as it does, the wood releases a terrible, inhuman scream. Everybody hears it very, very loudly.
Crap.
Nick covers his ears. And you hear the people that are up above, you hear back the way you came. You hear the scream sort of actually echoed back from the direction you came, sort of faintly. You can kind of hear that as this main scream is echoing down. And Nick and Bathwack can hear the same kind of thing, except coming out from the vineyard beyond.
The heck does that mean? All right. Well... Nick, I think we should probably get back up with the party. How do we get up there?
I don't know. Guys, lower a rope or something?
Sure, I'll lower a rope.
Lank has a rope!
As Lank is helping them up, I would like to do something when I get a chance.
You can go ahead.
Okay, I would like to... Does he have a pocket or anything that I could drop the key into?
Who?
Lank!
I would imagine he does, but you could ask him. He may be...
Hey,
maybe
Les, do you have a pocket?
He might be, Amish or something. He might not have any pockets. I'm not sure.
The Amish don't have pockets?
They don't have buttons, but...
Isn't there something that doesn't have pockets? Some culture?
Cut off jeans?
I don't know. Yeah, cut off.
Kangaroos?
The spandex tribe of...
Lank is only wearing a Speedo, so you can drop it right in the front.
Can I drop it into his beard like he lost it in there? Anyway.
You can try to get it into the pocket of my cutoffs. I'll warn you, they're a little tight around the ass.
But
you could bounce keys off that ass.
This is the title of the episode.
I'm actually kind of surprised that key hasn't already made its way into my ass pockets, because I've got buns of steel and they are magnetic.
Oh my god! Buns of magnetic steel. Oh my goodness. But actually, he would like to try. What he's trying to do is just get it into
Lank's
pocket.
I understand. Yeah. Yeah, that would be, I'll call that a sleight of hand.
Okay.
And Lank, go ahead and roll. Actually, it's just going to be versus his passive perception. Yeah. So what's your passive perception, Lank?
I got a 16.
That's a rather personal question. It's 11.
Did you beat 11?
Yes,
Sir Will.
Yes, I got a 16.
Okay. You are successfully able to slip it right in that back pocket of those jeans. You actually see it hit the bottom of the pocket where it sticks out below the actual pants, because that's how short they're
sweet.
Cut. You can see the bottom of the pockets.
The pockets are a peeking. All right.
And Lank, you do not notice. You are busy hauling up Nick and Bathwack.
All right.
Yep.
Cool.
Guys, did you hear that? Nick says as he comes up.
No.
Oh man, it was crazy. It was really loud down there. It was this crazy scream.
Yeah, we heard it.
Bathwack broke the stick that the druid had.
Oh, that's what he did? Okay, we heard the scream. Sorry, we heard the scream.
You smartass. You're acting like you know everything, even when you didn't know.
Well, we heard the scream. I was being sarcastic, and then I didn't know what the heck I was being sarcastic about, because there's too many things to remember. Anyway. He did?
Yeah, you did, didn't you, Bathwack?
What? No.
You broke the stick.
I just threw the pieces down on the ground down there.
Did you know it was going to do that?
What stick?
There's the druid. He had
wasn't in here. I was over there.
Look down there. See the druid?
Whoa.
I killed him.
Oh my god, you're a murderer, Nick.
He looks shaken for a second. He's like, oh, Will. These guys are bad guys. We know that.
Yes, and all bad guys should be murdered without a trial or anything. I agree.
Even asking what they're doing.
He tried to kill us.
I wasn't here again.
I don't think he did. Yeah.
He hurt me. He smashed me into that wall over there.
Let me guess, Nick. Can I ask something? You didn't fall down that hole, did you? You jumped down that hole.
Yeah, he did, and I followed him.
I knew it. I knew. I just wanted to know.
Hey, Nick.
What?
High five.
Yeah! Cool.
All right.
What was that scream? What happened?
I have no idea.
It sounded like it came from the wood.
Hmm.
There's something wicked in the wood stuffs around here between those twigs.
I didn't get good vibes from that staff.
All right, well, hopefully that was good, whatever happened there.
We are always hoping for good there, Nick.
Yes, good is the way, and all will be good.
All right, while all this is happening, can Will go and look out the windows that are up here? It looks like there's some windows.
Yeah.
Do you suppose Bathwack looks at his post-it notes, inadvertently smashed all their staffs? Do you think they're somehow
linked or something?
I don't know, maybe. It sounded pretty powerful, whatever it was.
Or we've pissed them off.
There's always that.
Rena says, that was scary. And yeah, she goes over next to Will to look out the window.
She's always snuggling up to Will. Have you noticed that?
Lately, it seems to be so.
Rena, you could have stayed in that grove.
Yeah, you could have.
Yeah, but wait, who decided I should go?
Hey, I asked you. I asked you what you wanted to do, and then we, hey, I think we had a circular discussion for about 20 minutes.
That doesn't sound like us, says Nick. Anyway, you guys want to talk about that staff some more?
I want to look out these freaking windows. Can I see anything out there?
No. I mean, you see the vineyard.
Nothing.
It's blank.
So I see a long hall that curves to the south.
Yes, you do.
All right. Well, do we want to go back where there are all those other doors, or do we want to go this way?
If it's empty outside, why don't we leave?
I mean, there's nothing to see in those other rooms except a chest full of gold, so
really
why don't we go down this hallway?
I wanted to ask that guy if he knew why the wine was not working out anymore. Why?
He's right down there. You can ask him.
I tried, and then you killed him.
It's probably because they took over this place and used this winch instead of loading up carts of wine for standing on top and hurting people.
What?
That's what I think.
What?
What?
So they use the winch to hurt people? Were there any
blood? Yeah.
Blood in the wine instead of regular grape?
I don't know.
That's what's going on, isn't it? DM.
Oh.
DM, who's that?
I mean, sometimes I talk in tongues.
What are we
make
doing?
Make a perception check, Will, while you're looking out the window.
All right.
I think that's fair.
Fair.
Here come all the druids.
16.
You can see right around the front door sort of the remnants of the fight you had with the twiggy things before. But if you look kind of to the right, to the east, I guess I would say, if you're talking directionally, out the window, you see some more, like, piles of twigs that you don't remember seeing before. Like, it looks like remnants of dead, but you don't remember having killed any over there.
Yes.
But do I see any druids anywhere? Do I see
Think they've unformed.
No.
Oh, yes.
You don't see any druids.
Okay. I think you're probably right. Sweet.
All right. Where should we go? Should we go back down this hallway Bathwick was talking about, or we go back the other way? What do? We can do this. I feel emboldened now. We killed that guy.
Yeah, Bathwick's walking down the curvy hallway.
Okay.
All right.
But, you get to the end.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
No. I was just, you know, if no one's going to stop me, that's where I'm going.
Don't you do it.
Everybody gang piles on top of Bathwick. No, you get to the end. And the hallway does, in fact, curve to the east, and you see it actually curves into a ramp that slopes down in a spiral. Kind of like a spiral, like a big spiral staircase, but no steps.
Ooh.
Just a ramp going down.
I'm going to curl up like a pill bug and roll down. No, I'm just kidding.
Thud ball.
Yeah.
You're doing it, Bathwick.
What do you think, guys? Go down?
Get on your shell and just skateboard down it.
Just sit down on my shield. Give me a push.
Yeah. Wait, I saw some lard back in the kitchen. Let me grease up your shell. What were you saying, Lank?
I was just following Bathwack.
All right, you skid around the corner. You go the whole way down on your shell, if you would like, and come out at the bottom of the ramp, and you see a hallway leading towards an open door that opens out into the loading dock you can see from where you stand. And then there is a set of double doors open in the hallway to your left.
Does anyone else want to come down here?
Yeah, I'm following you.
All right, cool.
I'm following too.
Nick follows along.
Is my vision still black and white?
No.
Oh, it's not?
I should have mentioned that. Okay. I would say probably around now. It suddenly you can see in color, like you blink and it's normal.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Nice.
We welcome you to Munchkinland. I'll go through the double doors.
All right. So we're back on the first floor in the map. Bathwack, you step through those double doors into what has been the biggest room so far that you've encountered in this vineyard.
Ah!
Yes, it's huge! You can't comprehend it. It's actually two stories. The rich smell of fermenting wine fills the space, and it's dominated by four enormous wooden casks, each one 8 feet wide and 12 feet tall. A wooden staircase in the center of the room climbs to a 10-foot high wooden balcony that clings to the south wall. If you see the dotted line on the map, and kind of like a U shape, everything That represents the edge of the balcony. So above that is a walkway you can get to from that stairway in the middle.
So there are barrels in the image. Are those barrels up on the walkway or are they down on the ground?
The barrels are down on the ground. Anything you see on this picture is on the first floor. There's this 10-foot-high wooden balcony. It has four windows set into it at the balcony level. You can't see that from where you are. Stacked against the wall are those barrels. They have the Wizard of Wines burned into their sides, the logo. You saw the same thing in the Blue Water Inn, in the barrels there. There are several doors you can see from where you are, including the one you came in through. And you can see up above in the ceiling, there's some rafters, and you see dozens of ravens gathered on those rafters.
Whoa.
Woo!
And they sort of peer to look at you as you come in, but don't do anything else.
I feel like ravens aren't necessarily a bad thing. I don't know why I feel that way. Oh, I know why I feel that way. It's because this holy symbol is called the holy symbol of ravenkind.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that actually means anything.
So, yeah. I described most of the room to you. A lot of it is kind of obstructed by this large cask and the balcony. The balcony's above you, and the vat is kind of right in front of you. And again, it's 12 feet tall and 8 feet wide.
Just like to take a stroll around.
Do you stick under the balcony, or do you go out into the open space?
I'm going to go out into the open space.
As you come out into the open space, Batwack, Nick is right behind you. Anybody else can be if they want to be. You can see in between the two vats that are on this side of the room. There's sort of two on this side, then there's the stairway in the middle leading up to the balcony.
So the vats that are closest to us?
Yes, the one you just rounded. In between them, you see these sort of heaps of piles of twigs, similar to what resulted from some of your destruction, you think, outside. Hmm. And as you're looking, the balcony, you hear creak on the far side of the room.
Oh.
You look up to the balcony, and sort of on the edge, on the west balcony, over top sort of the westernmost cask, you see a wild-looking figure hunched over the cask, pouring a flask of some type of, it looks like a thick syrup, into it.
Whoa.
Oh, hell no. All right.
She wears a gown made of animal skins and a headdress with goat horns.
Whoa.
And her hair is long and unkept.
All right, I want to throw a javelin as soon as I can.
Whoa!
Do you have a javelin?
Nick throws a shot put.
Yeah.
When have you had a javelin?
I do have one. I have like five or six of them. They're prominently on my back.
I remember that from when you... Didn't you like skewer a bunch of zombies and then slice their heads off? That was the first thing that ever happened when you came into the game, right?
Yes.
It would be a lot funnier if you didn't and you just found one. You were like, look, a javelin.
Yeah, I scoop a javelin up off the ground. And
good thing this was here.
Yes, the floor is made of javelins.
How fortuitous.
I'll let you make that attack and then we'll roll initiative. So go ahead and attack.
All right. So that's 21.
Hit.
And that's 7 damage.
Okay. Everybody, roll initiative.
11.
Ooh, natural 20.
17. Oh, plus 3. So 20.
Oh, yeah, plus whatever I add to such things. I was enamored of the
22. 22?
Yep.
7.
All right. We will start with Lank.
Okay.
You mean I'm not the winner with my 7?
You are not the winner with your 7.
So, okay. I am a long distance phone call away from this guy. I could walk in.
Would you have stayed out there when they all kind of filed in?
Well, I would have wandered in with every, like, I'm probably then here.
You could place yourself where you normally would have been and then go from there.
I think I would have just followed these guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're all on the walkway, right? We're a raid on the walkway?
No, you were underneath the walkway. The walkway is above you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Anywhere that dotted line is, that represents the edge of it. So
then I may be confused. Is this person on the walkway or beneath the walkway?
I just have him down there so we can keep it all on one page, but yes, that person is above. And you can't really see her from where you stand because of the cask in front of you.
Right.
But you do see Batwack hurl a javelin up. And you hear a scream.
Assuming that Bathwack has a good reason for doing what he's doing, I sprint around the barrel cask to get to the stairs to get up.
Okay.
to this guy.
You can take your move action, your action as a move to move again, or you can fire at the guy if you want to use your crossbow.
Since he has the high ground, and we all know that once you have the high ground, you're invincible, I'm going to run up the stairs.
Okay, so you can move another 5 squares, another 25 feet.
5 squares, so I can hide behind these barrels in case the guy has some...
Those barrels, again, this is confusing because we're on 2 levels. Those barrels are below the balcony. The balcony that you are on.
So you're now just laying down prone with nothing in front of me. I'm just spreading. I kind of thought there might be some cover up here, but, well, shit. All right.
Is there like a fence or an arm rail or something on this balcony?
A low railing, yeah, for OSHA. You know, it's OSHA compliant. OSHA
compliant! Oh, if there's a low railing, then I'm dwarfed by it, so yeah. I'm fine.
You hide completely behind a post. Though you are a dwarf, so you stick out on both sides quite sufficiently. All right. And then we go to Rafina.
Okay. I'm going to use my light crossbow and try to get this lady.
Okay. You might need to step out like 1 step or so, maybe into the corner of the room. You're a little bit obscured by the vat.
Oh, really? Oh, because the vat is tall. It's taller than me. I didn't know that.
It's taller than everybody.
So like 50 meters away or 40, 30? Oh.
These are feet. Each are 5 feet square.
Sorry. 5 feet.
This is America!
Yeah, come on!
I mean, whatever your name
you
is.
Damn scientist!
This is America, you crazy batwhack guy with no other name!
You scientist or coal miner, yet to be determined. Yeah, you're like 40 feet away, and she's like 50 feet away. A little more because of the elevation. You do the math. Pythagoras.
How? Sorry, 45 meters? Feet.
This is America! We're proud of our nonsensical system here!
So like, yeah, so 12 meters.
You have to do it in leagues next time. All right, so go ahead. You're going to fire your crossbow. You're well within range.
All right, good.
We're going to convert all distances to time.
Parsec. All right, I got a stinking 5.
Plus something.
Yeah, plus it doesn't matter because it's not going to hit.
It might.
6.
That actually hits.
Wahoo!
So go ahead and roll your damage.
Which you just assembled from the nearby door frame.
Yes. All right. 7.
Okay. And then we go to Nick.
Wait, what did it do?
Oh, sorry. You dealt 7 damage. It flew across the room. It struck her in the arm, and the vial she was holding skitters back, smashes against the wall behind her. Then we go to Nick, who runs up to the bottom of the stairs, reaches back into a sheath on his back, and whips a dagger at the figure up there.
No, you need to find the dagger on one of the stairs as you're running up the stairs.
it turns out
you guys weren't online. We decided that everything we use, all of our weapons, we just find in the environment.
Someone replaced the nearby doorknob with a dagger.
Stupendous good fortune.
Yes, he rips off a piece of the banister, he whittles it real quick into a dagger with his dagger,
yes,
and then throws it at her. and it thunks solidly into her thigh. Hmm. And then we go to Irina, who is basically at the back of the party. Will, you're still out of the room?
Yeah, I want to stand
you didn't
in
go
her
in?
Way.
Okay.
You dumbass, don't help us!
No, she kind of just peers in the door. She just kind of looks in. Can't really see much from where she's standing, but is hesitant to go in.
Okay.
And then we go to the druid lady, who screams and rushes at Batthwack, babbling incoherently like the other one was. But higher pitched, because it's a lady. And she's carrying a staff as well, though not a... Doesn't look like the other one, just looks like a thick piece of wood. Okay, that is a 9 to hit. That's no way that's going to happen.
That is a miss.
Sorry, did I say Batwack before? I meant Lank.
Oh, what?
Oh.
What?
Yeah, because you're up there with her.
I meant the person with the lowest armor class. Whoever that is.
No, but her stick just thuds against you. She seems pretty weak from the blows she's already taken, and she hits you, but it doesn't hurt you at all.
Okay.
And then we go to Bathwack.
All right. Well, if I run, I can't attack, right?
Correct.
All right. So I can't close this whole distance.
No.
So I'll throw another javelin.
Right over Lang's head?
Yeah, duck.
Go do it.
All right. It's 15.
That is a hit.
And that's 7 damage.
You reach up and basically, it's close enough that you basically just kind of throw it right at her chest. It sinks in. She grabs the shaft with both hands and is babbling, goes, just kind of turns into this choked, gurgly mess. And she tips sideways and pitches over to the railing into the cask that is next to the stairs.
I'm gonna go down and fill up my water skin.
Yeah, really. We're going to have to throw away that whole cask.
So she's dead. So all I accomplished in this fight was I ran upstairs, threw myself on the floor, spread eagle, and she hit me once, softly, and then died.
Yeah, well, you made a very low profile, so Bathwack could hurl that javelin right over you without worrying.
Guys, I helped.
So where are my javelins?
Well, one is floating. You see her floating face down, so it's below her. You can maybe see the tip of it poking up behind her, because it was a pretty
gross.
Solid throw. And where did the other one go?
Yeah, oh, I thought it was over here or something.
I struck her earlier.
It's probably up on the railing, up on the balcony over where she is.
Well, she's dead. I'm going to go collect my stuff.
All
right. Go grab that javelin. Can I, like, jump down onto the rim of this wine barrel, or am I going to, like, is Bathwick going to drown in wine?
The top of this is basically even with the railing. You can see on the map on the top floor, there's like these little platforms that kind of lead out to them a little bit.
All right.
But you do see her sort of bobbing there at the on the top of the second one from the from the
doesn't need description, but I'm taking that javelin back.
All right, Bathwack goes fishing to make sure that he keeps supplied as we close out for the evening.
So many baddies we never got to have conversations with.
I know. What are they pouring in this stuff? In this stuff? The wine.
The next one we're gonna let you talk him to death.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.